Kutov, today's daf is daf Samach Dalet and Bar Metzias. We learn Parchenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Assum Batzar V'Shibya. Says the Gemara from the ninth line, the beginning of the ninth line on daf Samach Dalet. Omar of Kana, Havi Yisibna B'Shilei Pirkei D'Rav. I came in at the tail end. I came in late. Some people don't come on time; they come late. So he came late to the shiur, and he heard the end of the shiur. Rav was saying, "Tomar Kari Kari." He was talking about melons, gourds, whatever. He was talking about that. Lay it down on my command. I don't know what he's talking about. He mentioned something like boards. What did he say? Buster come Rav after Rav got up and left. If he finished his shiur, I told the other guys who were there, the other students, my kari kari the come Rav. What was he talking about? What was his business? What halacha did he say regarding these melons? Amrlo, they told him hochi come Rav. This is what Rav said. Again, remember that Rav is more machmer. Yesterday we had a machlokas between Rav and Rav Yanai. How far can you go? Rav Yanai said, like, Mali Hain, Mali Dmayan, and you could even, if you made a deal and the price went up, you could even get the money, according to Rav Yanai. You could take the money, because what's the difference if it's money or product? Whereas Rav was more machmer. Rav says, when you give money, you take back money. Even though it was sort of a sale, you made it as a sale. Remember, Ribbis Doraisa is only Ribbis Ketsutso. You make a deal, this is a loan, I'm giving you $100, I want back $120. That's Ribbis Ketsutza, and that's Yotze B'Dayan, as we said. Even if you pay the Ribbis, you shouldn't pay it. But if you paid it, you agreed to pay it, you're over as soon as you signed the deal and all that. But once you pay the Ribbis, you can get it back in court because it's refundable, because it's really considered like stealing. So if you pay the Ribbis, you can go claim it back after the fact in court. Of course, you don't expect to borrow money from the guy next time after you've claimed it back in court, but that's the halacha. However, Avak ribbis, which is like called the dust of ribbis, ribbis rabbanon, which is basically where it's more like a sale. That's also mitar rabbanon, but it's not refundable in court because it's not really ribbit. It's more like a sale. So we have this discussion. We've had this discussion for a couple of days now. What is considered when it's a sale? What is considered like a sale? What's considered like a loan? And as the Mishnah itself said, that if you try to convert your loan into a sale by saying, okay, listen, I'll give you the wheat instead. You know, I don't have money, but I got wheat. And if you have wheat, that's okay. But then you said, give me my wheat when the price in the market, when the season, started, the marketing season started, and you wanted your wheat. The guy says, well, I don't have wheat, but I have wine, and I'll exchange that for the current price of the wheat. I'll give you wine instead. If he has wine, fine. That's what Rav Oshia said the other day. If he has wine, fine. But if he doesn't have wine, that's not good. Because if he has the wine, so it's like he gave it to him. He returned the loan. He returned it to him. And now he lent it to him again. That's a new thing. It's like a new deal. But if he doesn't have it, it looks like rebid. Because he's saying, oh, for the concept of rebid is that there's money being paid for time value or money or money value being paid for time. For keeping the thing for a period of time. And that's what it looks like. So if you don't have product, if you promise product and you don't have it, then it looks like a loan and it doesn't look like a sale. In fact, on yesterday's daf, we had after Rav Nachman said this call, he said that if you pay me now, I'll give you more later on. Not good. If you have it, fine, that's good. So then you could say it's like I'm giving it to you now and it's yours. You're holding on to it. It's your thing that went up in value, not mine. Again, the lender gave him, let's say, $4 for X amount of stuff, and the price is $4 for whatever the product was, that's okay. But if he gave him $4 and he said, I'm going to give you $5 later on if you wait for it, and he doesn't have it right now, if he had it in stock right now, then it's like he gave it to him. So it was his, and it's his that went up in value. It was going to be worth more later on. But if he doesn't have it, then it looks like rebit. So here we have in the Gemara this story. Rav Kana says, I was in the yeshiva. I didn't know what Rav was saying. He said something about melons. What did he say? Amulei told me, Hochakam Rav. This is what Rav said. Haiman diov zuzi leginoa akori. A man gave some money. Let's say he gave $10 to the gardener for some melons. Because li asar akori b'nei zarso. And what happened was, for $10, he could get 10 gourds that were pretty small, the size of a zeros. Zeros is like a half an amma. He says, I'll give them to you for the gourds for these 10 gourds. Amalei, the gardener said, tell you what, if you wait, give me the money now. And if you wait, I will give you the 10 gourds that are amalong, bigger melons. I'll give you bigger melons. If you want them now, fine. That's the price. But if you give me the money now and you wait a couple of months until they grow, I'll give you the ones in season. I'll give you bigger ones. So what's the halacha? So Rav said, Isnu, if he has bigger ones now, that means like I could give it to you right now. It's yours. But you're just going to wait for it. I'll give it to you later on, but it's really yours. Then it's mutashari. Lesnu, if he doesn't have big ones right now, that's what Rashi says. If he has big ones, imeshlo begino begano gedolos. But if he has the bigger ones, argamida is like an ama. If he has bigger ones now, then it's okay. So it's like he gave it to him, and it's just hold it for me for a few months. But if he doesn't have them, then what is he effectively doing? He's saying, listen, I'll give you $10 now for these gourds, but I want bigger ones later on. That means he's getting rebit in a form. He's getting some sort of, he's getting bigger ones. So it's more pshita. Isn't that obvious? That's like rebit. Yeah, because then you own it. Then you own it. Right, right, because you own it right away. It's like I invest money at the bank. I put money in the bank. It's my money. They're holding my money, right? They're holding my money and I'm earning interest. You could say, whose money is it, right? You know, when you go to the bank and try to get it, they say, we need an issuer. You can't have it right away. But it's really your money. But they're giving you, they're holding your money effectively. You're lending the money to the bank. It's not really, you can't go in and just grab the money. It's not like you have total permission. You're lending it to them, right? So with an investment, you're right. If it's an investment and you're getting interest on your investment, that's interest. It's a, look at it this way. That's interest as opposed to, let's say I buy a stock. I buy General Motors. I don't know if they're still around. I buy General Motors. I buy a share of General Motors for $100. I own the stock. Now, it could go up. It could go down. As we'll see, when a chance to go up, that's not interest because it could go up and go down. It depends what the kind of investment is. So here, too, he says, but here, I gave you money now, and I gave you money that's worth 10 small melons now, and you said, if I'm willing to wait, you'll give me bigger melons. You'll give me bigger ones later on. So he says, if you have them right now, so it's like I bought them now. It's like you gave them to me and you're holding them for me. You're just letting them grow, but they're mine. But if you don't have them, then it looks like interest. Now, again, it's not real interest because I didn't lend you money. I bought something. It's in the form of a sale. So it's ribbis rabbana and savak ribbis. So isn't that obvious? Mao is saying to keep the male korabu shopper. I'm thinking, listen, why is it ribbit? It's that these melons grow by themselves. Right? They naturally grow. What are you giving me? You're not giving me because the price went up later on, or you're giving me something more. You give me, I gave you $10 and you give me back $11. That's interest, right? The $10 I gave you, you give me back 11. So there's interest there. But these are the same gourds, right? The same, they just grow naturally. I might think that's okay. Kamashma, no. That it's not good. It is like ribbis. Come on. This is the first opinions we'll see. Come on. Who does this go like? Yeah, Tana, like this time in the Tanya. In other words, Rav said this halacha, that looks like ribbis, and it goes like this time, let's say I'm on the road, I have a farm out in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to milk my goats, or I'm going to shear my lambs, or lidos eskvarso, or I'm going to extract the honey from my beehives. I'm going out there. I'll be there in a few days. I'm going to take care of those stuff. Matzachavero. And on the way, I found a friend of mine, but Amalo, and I told him, listen, if you give me some money now, pay me now up front, and I will give you whatever my goats give milk, all the milk that my goats give off. I'll give it to you. Give me money now, and whatever milk I get, I'll give you. Didn't say how much it's going to be. Could be more, could be less, taking a chance. Or Macharli, Amalo, Masha, Ezi, Chobos, Macharli, I'm selling you all the milk that I'm going to get from my goats, or mashu rechelik zos, so I'm going to sell you, or all the shearings, all the wool that I'm going to get off the sheep, I'm selling to you, or mashu rasik roda machalachor, or what I'm going to extract from the beehives is all sold to you, mutter. That's okay because he's not giving him a lower price now for more later on. He's giving him whatever the yield will be. Could be more, could be less. He's taking a chance. Pardon? Yeah, it's like an option. Aval im amarlo, if he told them, Masha is Yehovah's law, kach v'kach, I'm going to give you 100 gallons of milk. If you pay me now, I'm going to give you 100 gallons of milk. He's giving him a a lower, he's giving it, if he, since he's giving him a discount now, a lower price now, because he's promising him X amount of produce, 100 gallons of milk. The shearings that I'm going to get off the sheep, X amount, 100 pounds is sold to you, or X amount of bee honey. They come like in loaves, they come like in strips, like wafers. I'm going to give you X amount. That's asur. Why? Because he's giving him a cheaper price because he's promising him a higher amount later on. That's asur. Even go to the mayor crop, even though these things grow by themselves. It's not like, the money I invested or I'm giving you more money later on for holding on to it. These things grow by themselves. Keeping the less new bahi shata. But since they're not around at this time, he's saying, listen, I'm going to Pennsylvania now. Whatever the goats are going to milk in the next few days when I get there, or the sheep are going to grow, or the beehives are going to create honey, all that stuff that's going to grow, it's not here right now. It's also, that's the same idea here with the gourds, with the melons. Economy, that some say that's what Rav said. Rav said that you can't do that if you don't have the amalong melons right now. Economy said, Amarava, Rav said, keeping the mela karabu shapra dummy. That Rava said, in other words, this was a question, was what Rav said. Rav said this. Some say that it wasn't what, it's not clear. Rav Kana said that, what did he say? Basar kama my karav. Only they told me. Some say that Rava said, Ikarami said, Rava said, no, keep the Mamela Karabu Shapra Dami, that it's okay. If I made a deal and said, listen, here's $10 for the 10 melons, and the melons were small, and you said, okay, listen, the gardener said, if you wait for 2 months, I'll give you larger ones for the same money. So before Rob said that's also if he doesn't have them in stock now, the larger ones, because it's like Rebbe. Here he says, no, it's okay. It's okay in the case of melons. Why? I have a tiny kachma. So we just said in the case where I'm going to Pennsylvania to milk the goats or to shear the lambs or to extract the honey, we said if I said X amount, that's also. And here we're saying X amount, I'm going to give you 10 larger melons later on. There they didn't grow of themselves. Over there, it's also because it's not the same milk. When I said X amount of milk, let's say I'm going to give you, let's say there's 50 gallons of milk when we spoke. But when we get to Pennsylvania, there'll be 100 gallons. It's not the same milk. There's more milk now. They produce more milk. The proof being that when you take this milk out, the goats make more milk. And the same thing with the wool, and the same thing with the honey. As opposed to the melons, it's the self same melons that grew. I'm giving you these 10 melons. You're giving me $10 for the 10 melons. And I'm saying, you want them now, fine. But if you're willing to wait 2 months, I'll give you these melons in a larger size. They're going to grow to them. It's the same melons. Same melons. That's mutter. In other words, that doesn't look like ribbit. All these things are very nebulous, this idea of what's ribbit. Ribbit d'oraisa, we know. I'm giving you $100. I want back 120. All these other things are in the form of a sale, and I'm giving back more later on. That's why the Achlokesin about Rav and Ravdimi don't agree of when you give it back later on. Does it look like ribbit? Does it not look like ribbit? It's all in the form of what looks like a sale, but it could be construed as being a loan. So we said, or in the case of the Mishnah, where you had originally a sale that was sort of converted to a loan, or a loan that's converted to a sale, like we had yesterday, where you owe me money. You owe me $100, and you say, okay, if I don't pay you, Ephraim, here's my piece of land that's worth $100. So I'm working the land, right? Now, if you don't pay me back, it's a sale. I effectively bought the land from you for the $100 that I lent. The lender became the purchaser, right? So sometimes it's the purchaser becoming a loan, sometimes the loan becoming a purchaser. Does that look like rebid or not? That's the discussion we have here. But over here, in the case of the melons, here they grew out of the same melons. When I take this way, no other ones take their place, and it's the same melons. I'm saying, look, here's 10 melons for $10. You want them now? Fine. But if you wait, if you give me the money now and I only supply them in 2 months, then it's okay. Then you're going to get bigger ones. Is that okay? The first opinion was no, that it's not okay. It looks like ribbit. The second opinion that Rubber quotes, apparently he's talking about Rob's case, he says, no, it's okay even if I don't have the melons now. Why? Because it's the same melons. I'm just holding your melons for you. I'm letting them grow for 2 months. So even if I don't have other melons in stock, it's still okay. Amar Abaya, Shari Lelina, Shaman can say, listen to this. Shari, a person's allowed to say, Lemay, Melech, could tell somebody else. Listen, I want to buy this barrel of wine from you. Here's $4 for the barrel of wine. Now, if the wine turns sour, it's your problem. I'm giving you the money now. Now, look, if I buy a barrel of wine for you for $4, then whatever happens to it afterwards is my problem, right? I bought it from you. I took the barrel. No problem, right? Here I'm saying, look, I'm buying the barrel from you now, but if the barrel goes bad, if it goes sour, it's your problem. Iyakri zila, if it gets worth more money, if let's say it goes up to worth five, it's worth three, then Rishusi, I'll take that responsibility. So Abaya said, you're allowed to do that. Amalei Rav Sharvi, the rabbi says, listen, that's not really fair. Hi, Karv L'Shchav V'Rochak L'Hefzid. Here, it's pretty much a loan, effectively. Why? Because if it goes bad, it's the seller's problem, right? And Karv L'Shchav, in other words, if it goes up in value, the purchaser is making out over here. Why? Because think about it. If you look at it not as a sale, but as a loan, it's really a loan because I didn't buy it right now and take it and accept full responsibility. Here, I said, here's the money now. If it goes up in value, it's my profit. If it turns sour, it's your loss, right? So what does it look like? It looks like a loan. And it's a loan in which the odds are I'm going to make money on it if it goes up in value. And if it goes bad, it's your problem. So it's really not like a sale. So he says, hi, Karl Vashar, it's more likely that the purchaser is going to make money. Baruchak Lehefzid, it's far away, he's going to have said, because I'm not going to lose anything. If it turns sour, it's the seller's problem. Baruchak Lehefzid, and that looks like rebit. Take a look at Rashi at the top of the page. Karl Vashar, if it goes up in value, Baruchak Lehefzid, if it turns sour, Lomakabalah, I don't accept it. So I'm giving the money now, I don't accept Tanam Perik. Karl Vashar, Baruchak Lehefzid, Russia, it's a bad deal. I'm a bad deal. Why? The shuck works like I'm taking rebit. It's like I'm saying, here's the money now. If it goes up in value, I'll keep the extra. I'll get the five. So it's like getting an extra shekel of rebit. The keep the name a couple of us, since I don't accept the full achrayis, full responsibility if it goes bad, it's not really a sale. It's like I lent you the $4. The kravas of schar machmasers, I'm giving me more money because of rebit. In other words, I'm saying, look, here's $4 for the barrel. If the barrel goes bad, it's your problem. The barrel makes money, it's my profit. So it looks like I gave you $4. If the barrel goes up to it's worth five, it looks like I'm getting interest. So that's not good. I'm like even the Kavalazula, Karvazelzel. No, it could be a loss or a profit. Why? Because I said, yes, indeed, if it goes bad, if it goes sour, it's your problem. But if it goes up or down in value, it doesn't go bad, it's my problem. So since I'm accepting also a loss, if it goes down in value, then it's really a sale and it's not rebid. See, if it's a full sale, there's no rebit involved, right? No matter what it is. If I, like I told you yesterday, if I give you a dollar and for five, I want five shekels, that's not the market value, but willing to do it, you're willing to do it. It's not giving you money for, I'm not making money for waiting for my money. Waiting for my money and getting interested, getting money for waiting for my money, that's what we call rebit, real rebit. All these other cases are, do they look like rebit? Is it sort of like rebit? Or Rabbi Yehuda said yesterday, it's only rebit partially, meaning one way it might work out to be rebit, where it may not work out to rebit, then Rabbi Yehuda said it's okay. Others say that it's also. Rav is more mouth. Amalva says to Misha, Amalva's chavero, if I lend you money, I shouldn't sleep in your chatzar for free. Why? Because if I lend you money, I lent you $100, and then I sleep, the malva sleeps in the lova's yard for free, that's like interest. You're giving me something extra, right? Below Yisker men of Apachas, Meshurab is also, let's say the going rate is, I lent you $100 and the going rate is $10 a night to sleep in your premises. And you give it to me for $5. You're giving me a discount, right? So you're giving me $5 every bit. All that's awesome. Rabbi Yosef Bar Manumi, Yomar of Nachman. Afal Pisha, Omer Dabar Chasarech, Shlomi Dato, Eitz Aruch Lal Tashar. We had Baba Kama. Let's say you have a yard. You don't rent out your yard. It's a private yard. You're there. And you never rent it out. But one day I go, I took a nap there. I slept there. Do I have to pay you for it? It's Zenahan. I'm getting pleasure out of it. I need a place to sleep. But Zelo Chasar, you're not losing anything. You don't rent it out anyway. It's not like you have a motel and I usurped one of your rooms. I took one of your rooms and you can't rent it out for the night. Not like that. So even though we said, Ain't so also schar. And again, Rashi said we're talking over there where it's a chutzer that normally is not rented out, right? I need a place to sleep, but it's then a zelo chutzer, right? But sochar, ain't so also schar. But let's say if I sleep in your yard, stam, I walked in there, you don't rent it out, your house, whatever, and I didn't cause you any damage. Zenan of zelo chutzer, I had a pleasure. You didn't lose anything. You don't rent it out anyway. However, let's say I lent you money, and I sleep in your chutzer for free. That's a problem. Helveyu b'darba chutzer. If I lent you money and I slept in your chutzer, I have to pay hasach lozo schar because otherwise it looks like ribbis. It's more Mike Mash. What's the shiddish? Rabbi Yosef Rav Meir. What's he teaching me? It's our Mishnah. Mike Mash Malantini. It's our Mishnah. Amalvas chaveiro. If I lend money, if Malva lends money to Loba, lo yarba chutzer shouldn't sleep in the Loba's chutzer. Chain it for nothing. And shouldn't even rent it out for a discount, Neshu Ribbis, because that's effectively Ribbit. Yeah, that's our Mishnah. Isn't it saying the same thing as Mishnah? Yeah. Oh, so here he didn't say it depends on that. He just lent him money. He lent him money and then he slept in his chatzar. You shouldn't do it because it's like Ribbit. And we're going to have to make that nafkamina. Did he stipulate it or not? Here we're saying, no, he just lent him money. There was no stipulation. He just said, if you lent him money, you shouldn't sleep in his chutzah for free because it looks like ribit, neshu ribit. Or even if it's not free, you gave me a discount. That's also ribit because the amount that you discounted is ribit. So what's Rabbi Yosef Bar Manumi and same teaching me the name of Nachman? That's the same as our Mishnah. He says, no. Imi maslis, it's probably from Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah is speaking about where the chutzah is normally rented out. So that the owner of the chutzer is losing money, right? He's losing money. Not only is there a loan involved, like gave you $100, get him back $100, but he's losing money now because he could have rented out the room and I took the place there. So he's really paying me ribit. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about by a chutzer which is normally rented out or a room which is rented out, but I've got Rav Negev and I need a place to sleep. I would normally pay $10 to stay in a motel. You normally would receive $10 to get in a motel. And I'm doing that, you're letting me sleep there for free. So you're effectively giving me the $10. I need a place to sleep, costs $10 a night. You normally rent out your room for $10 a night. You're giving it to me for free. So you're giving me $10. So maybe that's what the mission is. Maybe the mission is a room which is normally rented out, a chutzah or a room which is rented out. And a person normally pays to rent it out. This is the person who's sleeping there, the malva, needs a place to sleep. But a chutzah which is not normally rented out. But God would love and maker, and I don't need a place to sleep. I got my regular house there. So I don't need, you're not doing me much of a favor. I got a house anyway. And you're not losing anything anyway. Hey, Malone, maybe there's no problem over there. What's the problem if I lend you $100 and I sleep in your chutzer just because I felt like sleeping there? I have a room anyway. I don't gain anything. I don't really need the chutzer. And you don't rent it out anyway. So there's no loss over here. You're not giving me anything. I might think that's okay. Kamashwan, you can't do that either. That's what Rabbi Yosef Ben Yom is teaching me. Even though we said it, Shlomi Daito, you're allowed to. Some, if I have no relationship with you, I just slept in your chutzer. You don't rent it out anyway. No problem. But if I lent you money, I shouldn't because it looks like ribit. You can tell me, some say, Amar Yosef Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, said it in the form that Moshe just said, even though we said Baba Kama, that if a person sleeps in somebody else's chutzer and the owner of the chutzer does not normally rent it out, he doesn't have to pay for it. Zen and Abzal Chasser. Halveni v'dor b'chaser. Let's say he stipulated. The Lova said, lend me $100 and I'll let you sleep in my chaser. That was part of the stipulation. He says, halveni, lend me money v'dor b'chaser. Then you have to pay that tzarchlos l'schar because then it looks like ribbit. He said that was part of the stipulation. Lend me $100 and I'll let you sleep in my chaser. And I'll pay you the $100 back. That's clearly ribbit. So mandamar, and this is really ribit because you're effectively giving him money, right? It's really ribit. You lend mandamar helveu. If you learn the first way helveu, if you lent him money, that what? Then you shouldn't sleep in a chutzer, even if it was not stipulated. So koshkan and vein is certainly where the lova said, lend me money and you could sleep in my chutzer. That certainly would be usher. Mandamar helveini, but the one who said no, lend me money, the mandamar helveini. That helveini is also usher. Lend me money. Lend me money. Like if he stipulated halvein, if he stipulated that's also halvein low. But if he stam lent the money, no, my time akivin. In other words, we're saying according to the second way, that if the lovah said, lend me $100 and I'll let you sleep in my chatzar, that's usur. But if stam I lent you $100, I lent you $100, and then I decided to sleep in your chatzar, then maybe I wouldn't have to pay. I wouldn't be a problem of rivers. Manda Malveni, Avalveulo, my time, keeping the Mikara law, I died to talk yosfer. Like he didn't I didn't lend him the money under the with this understanding that I'm gonna sleep in his chatzar. The lova didn't have that intention, maybe the malva didn't either. Lesson by then it wouldn't be considered revit in a case like that. And maybe the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, maybe that's speaking about where the chatzar is normally rented out. But in a case where the chatzar is not rented out, if it's chatzar is not rented out, and you say it's only if it's halveini, and I'll let you sleep in my chatzar, but halveyu, if the chatzar is not normally rented out, and I lent you $100, and I decided to sleep in your chatzar, you don't rent it out anyway, and I don't even need a place to stay, maybe there wouldn't be a problem with that. Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Now we're going to see from this story, from this psak, we're going to see a psak to another halacha. Yosef Bar Chama, this Rav Yosef Bar Chama, talk of Abdei De'inshi, he would seize the slaves, the Avadim Knanim of people, the Maskbu Zuzei, people who owed him money and they wouldn't pay up. So he would take their slaves and use the slaves, employ the slaves. Baba Baba, if he did work with them, Amalei Rabba Bray. So Rabba, the son of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, said to him, my time of Machri, why are you doing that? Isn't it like Ribis? It's like Ribit, right? Because you owe me money, right? And you haven't paid me yet. So meanwhile, I'll make use of your slaves. When you pay me back the money, the work that I got out of the slaves is like Ribit. Again, these are cases of loaning money. When you lend money and you're giving back something more, you know, people say today, if I lend you $100 and give back $10 and you say, thank you. Thank you is also like Ribit Dvarim. We'll talk about that, you know. People go that far. In other words, when there's a real loan involved, you have to be concerned. All the cases of avak ribis, is it usur? Is it not? Is where it was really in the form of a sale. Is that like, does it look like a loan or not? But in this case, he lent him money and the guy didn't pay back. As long as he didn't pay back, he would make use of the person's slaves. So he says, how could you do that? It's like ribis or malay. Anak Rav Nachman, Salak Rav Nachman, the Omar Rav Nachman, Abdanom Krisei Lo Shavi. An eved is not even worth what he eats. In other words, I'm not really gaining anything over here because what I have to feed him is more than the work that he does. I need somebody to do this, but it's costing me more to keep, you know, sometimes the employee costs you more than he produces. A Malay, so his son told him, Rav Nachman was talking about going Dari Avde. Rav Nachman had a slave called Dari or whatever, Darius Dari. The market by Kuve, right? He sings at the, he dances at the, in the taverns and the, you know, for he's not much of a worker. That's why Rav Nachman said that about him. Did he say about other avodim? Why would people keep slaves if it costs them more, you know, to feed them than the work that they produce? Why would you do that? It's not economical, right? Well, so the father Rav Yosef Bar Chama said, still I know kihod the Rav Daniel Bar Rav Tina Amar Rav Sri. I hold like this Allah of Rav Tina Bar Rav Tina, who said the name of Rav. Domer hatokif avdo shel chavero. If I see somebody else's slave, and I did work with him, potter, I use a slave, and there's nothing wrong with using somebody else's slave, not really getting anything, potter. Why? If a person's slave is not doing work, he'll become lazy. So sometimes a person's happy somebody does work with your slave, but if somebody else does work with his slave, because they'll keep him in shape, so to speak. You won't get lazy and get used to sitting around drinking coffee. So I hold like him, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to use somebody else's slave. So what am I gaining? You're saying, well, slaves, and most slaves do earn more for their master than what their upkeep is. Okay, fine, but still I hold I'm allowed to because I'm doing the guy a favor. That's only if he doesn't owe you money. If he doesn't owe you money, if this person who's the slave you seized does not owe you money, that I can understand. But you know, Papa, he's talking to his father, keeping the mask with Zuzay, since this guy owes you money, it looks like Ribbit. You sent him $100, and as long as he hasn't paid you back $100, you're using a slave, it looks like Ribbit. Dom Rabbi Yosef Barmanyumi, because this is the quote we just had in the Gemara now, and I'm at days here. Dom Rabbi Yosef Barmanyumi, Aftish Amrucha, Dom Rabbi Yosef Barmanyumi, even though in a stam case, if I sleep in your chatzer, I don't have to pay you if you don't normally rent it out anyway. But he'll veyu v'darba chatzero. In the first lashon we said, if I lent you money and I slept in your chatzer, I have the sarach la'asos schar. And from the mission, we said it could be, right, you can't see from the mission, maybe the mission is speaking about where the chatz was normally rented out and I need a place to sleep. But he was talking about, even if I don't need a place to sleep, and the owner, the lover doesn't need, normally rent it out. Still, if I lent him money and then I sleep in his chatzar, I have to pay for it. Otherwise, it looks like ribit, like he said, it's halacha. So in other words, again, if you didn't lend him money and you used his slave, so you can give me this argument, I'm doing the favor, keeping the guy employed. He's going to be working. He won't get lazy. I'm doing the owner a favor. Yes, normally, yes. But if you lent the owner money and you use a slave, it looks like ribit. Just like the case where the chatzer, if I sleep in your chatzer, stam, I don't know you, you don't know me, we had no transactions, and you don't normally rent it out, so I don't owe you anything. It's okay, I could sleep in your chatzer. Zehenem zel chatzer. But if I lent you money and I sleep in your chatzer, that looks like ribit. So therefore the father said, Amalei, hadri bi, I retract. I won't do it anymore. I won't seize the slaves of the people that I lent money to because it does look like ribit. Amrabaya, we'll see another case. Amrabaya, I man demasik zuzi derbisa b'chabrei. A man is owed a zuz of ribit. Let's say I lent you $4 and you give me back a zuz, you give me five zuz, five dinners, $5, whatever, $5. So and at that time, for the one zuz of interest that is owed to me, I could buy four bushels of wheat. Four measures of wheat for a zuz, b'shuk, at the market. That's what it's worth. Now, you owe me a zuz, a dinar, right? And you owe me, and instead of the zuz, the current market rate for wheat is one zuz, you can get four bushels for a zuz. So you really owe me one zuz and one dinar. If you gave me four bushels of wheat, that would be the same thing. You gave me five. You gave me an extra one. Now, what do we say before when it comes to ribit? What's the halacha of real ribit? You get, pardon? No. It doesn't have to be money. It could be produce also. We just saw you shouldn't sleep in my chatzar even for free. It looks like ribit if you give me anything, if I'm getting any more back than before. Now, but the point I'm trying to make is we paskin like Rebbelezer's. We'll see on tomorrow's daf. We mentioned it also, Pascal Blazer, that real ribit can be demanded back in court after it was paid. Okay, so here you owed me a dinner of ribit. We're bad guys because we agreed to ribit and we didn't have a hetziriska and all that. So you owe me a dinner. And instead, you could either give me $1, the dinner, let's say, is $1, or you give me four bushels of wheat, which is the same. But you gave me five. Now, after you paid the ribit, you want it back. You went to court to get it back. Right, you paid ribit because you fulfilled your contract, even though it was vicious to do it, and now you get it back. Now you want to get back. So you give me five. When we take it back from me, I'm the lender. I'm the bad guy who took ribit, and I took five bushels when the market was four. You only get back four because four was the equivalent of the zuz of the dinner. The other one you just gave me an advantage. You gave me an extra one like a gift. That's what Abaye says. Rabbi says, no. Chamisha mafkina minei. You take back all five. Dimikar b'taras ribisa asli yadei. Because when you gave me the five, it was all part of the ribit. Even though you could have given me four. You could have given me either a dinar, $1, a zuz, whatever. You could have given me that. Or you give me four bushels, which was the market rate that day for one dinar, bought four bushels. You gave me five. So Abaye says, the five is like a gift. It's not part of the ribit. So when you get it back in court, when you come back for the ribit, you claim demand. You make a claim against me in court after the fact that you want your ribit back. Do you get four bushels or five? Abaye says four. All you get is four. Four is the ribit. The extra one, you just gave me a discount. You gave me an extra one like a gift. Rabbi says, no, that was all part of the ribit. You wouldn't have given it to me, stam. You gave me, even though the ribit was really four bushels, you gave me five. That was all part of the ribit. And therefore, you can demand the whole thing back. Bam Rabbi. Four. No, you have to give back the whole thing. The four, for sure, you have to give back. That's ribit. The question was about the fifth one. Is the fifth one considered part of the ribit? And you get it back. That's what Rava says. Abaye says, no, the fifth one was not a gift like I gave you. I gave a discount. I gave you an extra one there. I threw in an extra bushel. But the rebbit itself was the four. That was what the dinner was worth that day. And that's all I have to return is a four, not the fifth one. That's a machlok pin of buying rubber. Do you have to give back all five or give back four? Rubba says you only have to give back four. I don't have to give back four. I can keep the fifth one because the fifth one was like stomach give. Rubba says, yeah, but when I got all five, it was because of the rebbit. I just threw in a little bit extra, and therefore that would be rebbit. A similar case. You owed me four dinners, let's say, four zuz. You have like glima, and in place of that, you gave me a shirt. Instead of the four dinners that you owed me, you gave me a shirt. In place of that, kimapina. Now you want back your shirt. You want back the rebit. What do you get back? Arba glima. So you know what? You get the four zuz back. The four zuz was the amount of rebit that it was owed, right? Let's say I lent you $20 and you got to give me back 24. So you owe me four rebit. You owe me the four, but you don't get back the shirt. Why? Because the shirt's like a sale. Because like effectively I said, you know what? For the $4 that you owe me, you gave me a shirt instead. Raj says, glimo kimei, mecho kayim. He's got to give back the $4. But the shirt was like a sale. So that Abaye says again, like this, just like he says, you don't have to give back the fifth shekel and the fifth dollar in the pre, or the fifth bushel in the previous case. You don't have to give back the shirt; just get back the four. Rav Amar no glima mafkime. You take back the shirt, my timer. Ki heichi lo limer glima the mechsei bekoi glima the river. So people shouldn't say, oh, this. People shouldn't say that this shirt that he's wearing is a shirt of rebid. Because he was given to him as rebit, so you shouldn't say this shirt that this guy's covering himself is wearing is a shirt of rebit, is a shirt of rebit to him, and therefore it doesn't look good. So even though you could be look at it as a sale, and he can keep the shirt, just give back the rebit, but it also looks like a rebit of sale, and therefore Rav is more machmer. In both these cases, Abaye is more makel, and Rav is more machmer. All right, the last case that Rav brings down before the mission, we'll see that tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, 10 lines before the mission. Have a good day.
Yeah.